For that, the ten northern tribes had already been taken to Assyria. And then they were sent throughout the entire world. They wandered away and they were lost. So please remember.
讲到亚伯拉罕的子孙,
when we talk about the descendants of Abraham, they are like the sand on the sea. They are like the stars in heaven. They are first to the 12 tribes. So now 10 tribes are lost. And then most people are in Babylon. Only 50,000 returned. Now God spoke to Israel.
虽然以色列荒凉了失败,
and even though Israel was desolate and they failed,
在神的眼光里,
in God's eyes,
就回到耶路撒冷以色列,
the Israelites who returned to Jerusalem,
就代表了整个以色列,
they represent all of Israel.
他们的得胜是全体的得胜,
if they overcome, the entire body overcomes.
他们的失败是全体的失败,
and if they fail, the entire body fails.
明白吗? 神称他这些回到耶路撒冷,
God called these who returned to Israel
是剩下的百姓,
the remnant.
不要忘记,
so even though they were a minority,
他们代表了全体,
they represented the entire body. This is very important. If God's will continue to be worked out, if God's will be done on earth,
不是在巴黎,
it is not in Babylon. It is in Jerusalem. So their success and failure is the success and failure of the entire
body.
Especially before the Lord's first coming. You see the people of God. But they scattered. Many of them were scattered throughout the entire
world.
Some were in Babylon. Their future was in Babylon. Before they were taken captive, they were the best farmers in the world. After they were taken to Babylon, they became the best businessmen in the world. Babylon was the earliest international banking. And because they focused on international banking, they needed people who were literate and read books. The Jewish people read the Bible. So they were literate. So of course they were greatly welcomed. If you were a young person, if you were literate, they would use you.
所以不要忘记, 结果这些被掳的犹太人,
and then these Jewish people who were taken captive,
他们果然帮助了巴比伦,
they actually helped Babylon.
一直到今天,
even today,
讲到看不见那个金融的帝国, 那就是犹太人他们建立起来,
if you speak of the unseen financial universe, it is what the Jewish people built up.
所以到底犹太人被掳到巴比伦是福还是祸?
So was it a blessing or a curse that the Jewish people were taken?
Whoa, whoa.
Was it a blessing or a woe?
弟兄姊妹, 让我们记得, 表面上是祝福, 对不对?
On the surface, it seems to be a blessing.
所以大部分的犹太人当然留在巴比伦,
so of course, most of the Jewish people stayed in Babylon.
巴比伦特别在哪里?
What was the feature of Babylon?
巴比伦是镀金的,
it is all gold.
你记不记得尼布加尼撒的故事?
Remember the story of Nebuchadnezzar.
他做了梦, 结果他忘记,
he had a dream and he forgot it.
为什么忘记?
Why?
他一定不喜欢的,
he didn't like the dream.
我们怎么知道他不喜欢的?
How do we know he didn't like it?
因为后来但以理告诉尼布加尼撒,
because later Daniel said,
他看见了大人的像,
he saw a statue of a,
你就是那个金头,
and you are the golden head.
巴比伦是金头,
Babylon is the golden head.
但没有多久以后,
but not long after, the color will change to the Persians, which is silver.
然后等一等,
and then the bronze belly represents the Greek empire. And then the legs of iron represent Rome.
现在大家看, 如果就世界来说, 我们说这是世界,
so in the world, we can see that this is the world.
但是尼布加尼撒不喜欢,
but Nebuchadnezzar didn't like it.
他过了没有多久以后,
And not long after, he built a statue. It was gold from head to foot. It is all Babylon from head to foot. He wanted Babylon to last for
eternity.
He didn't want Babylon to just be the head. He also wanted to be the breastplate. This is Babylon. And this is the world. The Jewish people don't worship idols. But what Jewish person doesn't worship gold? So we know that Babylon represents Mammonism. So people see money and they can't help
it.
You did not want to bow down. But as you think of the millions of dollars, you used to have principle, but now you don't have principle. This is Mammonism. May the Lord open our eyes. Even though the Jewish people don't bow down to idols,
我要问你们,
what Jewish person doesn't love money?
所以很清楚的,
so now a group of people have returned to Jerusalem. They are like fools. They came back. They had their reasons for coming back. Some people missed their home. Some people had a religious background. They know that it was good to be in Babylon.
那本来呢,不可以读圣经,
in the past, they couldn't read the Bible or pray. But now they can have a synagogue. So they can have a synagogue for every 10 people.
可以读经,
they can read the Bible, they can pray.
那弟兄姊妹,
so now the most important thing to be a Jewish person is to read the Bible.
你没有爱世界就不是很好吗?
And you didn't love the world.
一面读经,一面祷告。
So on one hand, you read the Bible and pray. And on the other hand, you can also love the world. And Babylon is yours.
谁愿意回到耶路撒冷?
Who is willing to return to Jerusalem?
但是问题在这里,
but if you have a bit of religious common sense,
你就知道,
you know that if you're taken to Babylon,
你可以会堂,
you can have a synagogue,
但是没有圣殿,
but there's no temple.
如果没有圣殿, 就表示没有献祭,
and no temple means no altar.
没有献祭表示你的罪不能得到解决。
And no sacrifices means that your sins cannot be dealt with.
我可以祷告, 我可以读圣经,
I can pray, I can read the Bible. But my sins cannot be taken care of.
所以弟兄姊妹,
this is the tragedy of being taken to Babylon.
有的人说,不管多艰难,
some people said that they had to return to Jerusalem no matter how
difficult.
Because in Jerusalem, we could rebuild the temple.
有了圣殿,
and with the temple, the priests could offer sacrifices. And if they offer sacrifices, then my sins can be dealt with. So some people came back because of religious common sense.
但是不管怎么样,
but no matter what, it was a minority.
不管怎么样,他们回来了,
but no matter what, because they came back, God said that all the Israelites. Their actions were representative. They're like Gideon. When Gideon and the 300 won the victory, all the people
did.
Gideon there was shedding blood, shedding his blood.
但胜利的果实是以法莲是别的支派可以一同来享受的。
But Ephraim, a different tribe, could receive the fruit.
所以什么叫得胜者呢?
So what is an overcomer?
是我们在那流泪流血流汗。
We shed our tears, we shed our sweat, and we shed our blood.
但是最后胜利的果实是归给全教会的。
But the spiritual fruit is for everyone.
那些反对你的,
all who are against you,
那些误会你的,
those who misunderstood,
他们能够享受胜利的果实。
They can partake of the Holy
Spirit.
This is the purpose of coming back to Jerusalem. These people came back and God said they finally came back. But if you didn't read Malachi, you just know that they came back.
你读了马拉基书,
after you read Malachi,
你才忽然明白过来,
then you realize
这些人回来, 不知不觉是为着弥赛亚来而回来的,
these people came back in order to prepare for the Messiah.
如果弥赛亚第一次来,
if the Messiah came the first time, he must be born in Bethlehem.
如果他们留在巴比伦,
if they stayed in Babylon, who will rebuild Bethlehem?
如果弥赛亚来,
if the Messiah
要忽然进入他的殿,
he had to suddenly enter his
temple. 他们如果留在巴比伦, 谁重建那些殿呢?
If they stay in Babylon, who will rebuild the temple?
还有弥赛亚来, 为我们挂在十字架上,
and the Messiah came to be nailed on the cross.
耶路撒冷是他钉十字架的地方,
he was nailed in Jerusalem.
他在城门外为我们受苦,
he suffered outside the gate.
现在我们要问一个问题, 如果他们不回来,
but if they didn't come back,
耶路撒冷是空城, 伯利恒也是空城,
Jerusalem is a ghost town and Bethlehem is also a ghost town.
所以明白吗弟兄姊妹, 他们回来是不知不觉地行在神的旨意中,
without realizing it, when they came back they were obeying God's will.
为什么神让他们有代表性?
Why did God allow them to be represented?
因为他们不知不觉地成功了神的旨意,
without realizing it they accomplished God's will.
所以请记得, 现在读了马拉基书,
please remember when you read Malachi,
我们就知道说为什么他们回到耶路撒冷,
we understand why they came back to Jerusalem,
为什么他们做了傻瓜,
why were they fooled,
表面上是圣灵感动他们,
on the surface the Holy Spirit touched them,
他们顺服圣灵的感动,
they obeyed the touch of the Holy Spirit,
但是慢慢慢慢他们读圣经,
but as they read the Bible,
他们才明白过来,
they realized
原来他们回来是为着弥赛亚来而回来,
they came back in order to prepare for the Messiah.
神有一个旨意,
God had a will.
原来的救主要道成有谁,
that the Savior of mankind was.
如果他们不回来,
if they didn't come back,
神的旨意怎么的成就,
how would God's will be fulfilled?
所以明白吗? 这个就是在主第一次来以前,
this is before the Lord came the first time.
你看见以色列人是怎么回来的,
you see how the Israelites came back.
同样的,
in the same way,
在
before the Lord comes the second time,
你记不记得教会曾经被掳到巴比伦,
recall how the church was taken to Babylon,
到了16世纪的时候,
in the 16th century,
世界的马丁路德指挥里还有加尔文把教会就带回到耶路撒冷,
Luther, Zwingli, and Calvin brought the church back to Jerusalem.
当然有很多的原因, 他们回来,
they came back for a variety of reasons.
可是有一件事, 现在慢慢我们就明白,
but now we gradually realize one thing,
教会自从16世纪回到耶路撒冷,
after the church came back to Jerusalem,
是为着弥赛亚第二次来铺路的,
it was paving the way for the Messiah's second coming.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在很清楚的,
so now it's very clear,
主耶稣第一次来, 你看见神子民的历史,
the Lord's first coming, you can see it in history.
主耶稣第二次来, 自从马丁路德改革, 一直到主回来, 你也知道教会的故事。
And the Lord's second coming, ever since the Reformation, you know the way.
现在你只要看, 第一次来以前以色列的故事,
you just have to see the story of Israel before his first coming.
你就知道主耶稣第二次来以前教会的故事。
And then you know the story of the church before the Lord comes the second time.
所以马拉基书, 不知不觉地就告诉我们主耶稣第一次来以前, 到底有哪些事发生。
So Malachi shows us that before the Lord returns, what things will happen.
主耶稣怎样第一次来,
how the Lord came the first time,
主耶稣就怎样第二次来,
is how he will come the second time.
第一次来以前, 他的子民是怎么回事,
what happened to his people before the Lord came the first time.
有的漂流到天涯海角,
some wandered to the end of the earth,
有的到了巴比伦,
some went to Babylon,
但终于少数的人是回来,
but a minority came back. They were representatives.
他们的得胜, 他们的失败,
if they overcome or fail, it represents the overcoming or failing of the entire body.
所以感谢主, 从此以后, 你看有撒底的教会,
and since then you see that there's the church of Sardis. You see Philadelphia. And you also see Laodicea.
所以如果你比较这两段的语言,
if you compare these two groups of prophets,
就越来越清楚, 越来越